We bless you because you're a faithful God. Thank you for yet another new month.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It is a privilege for us to see another month. We do not take it for granted, Lord. Thank you for the first Sunday in the month of June.
Thank you, Lord.
We count it all joy. We bless you, O God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we thank you because this month is our month of greater exploits.
Amen.
Thank you for your mercies and your preservation.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you because you will never leave nor forsake us.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for your ever abiding presence.
Thank you, Lord.
We acknowledge you this day, Father. And I thank you because your word is ever powerful. And your word is alive. Your word is quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. Your word is pulling down strongholds today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless you for the salvation and the healing that is coming through the power of your word. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for you are the one that anoints the word.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you because the word of God will come with abundance of harvests and testimonies and fruits.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to welcome you all to a new month, the month of June. Amen.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing. I think we need to put our hands together for Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank God. The first 5 months of the year have passed. And we are now in a new month, the month of June. And this is the first Sunday of June.
Hallelujah.
And as our culture is, the first Sunday is the Sunday of Thanksgiving. So I will be sharing on Thanksgiving today because it is a vital part or vital thing that we ought to know and keep improving on. Thanksgiving should never be a thing of the past. It's a continual thing in our life. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
So this morning, I will be sharing on an important subject of a recipe for Thanksgiving. A recipe for Thanksgiving. A recipe for Thanksgiving. There are the one recipe for means ingredients, direction. So when I say the word recipe, those of you who are into culinary, or those of you who know how to cook different meals, know that every meal has its own recipe if it must come out well. Depending on what you are about to cook or you are cooking, if you don't have the right recipe, you can call it the right name, but you won't get the right results. So you may call it vegetable soup, but yet the result will turn out to be okra soup. Because even though you call it vegetable soup, the ingredient or the recipe you applied is that of okra soup. So it will not, even though you call it vegetable, what will practically be tasted will be what? Okra soup. When it comes to Thanksgiving, most Christians do not know that Thanksgiving has a recipe. The basic blocks, building blocks, what makes it Thanksgiving before God? So oftentimes we call it Thanksgiving, but in reality, before God, it is not Thanksgiving. Amen.
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 So that is why today, this Thanksgiving Sunday, I'm teaching on a recipe for Thanksgiving. Now, what is Thanksgiving? What is Thanksgiving? Number one, it is rendering thanks for good received. Rendering thanks for good received. This has to be done with the tangible things. Psalm 136 verse 1 to 3, I will take my introductory text there.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, the God of gods, for his mercies endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. So, thanksgiving, first of all, is giving thanks for the good you have received, what you have tasted. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, New International Version, NIV says, like newborn babes, crave spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, now that you have received of the goodness of the Lord, now that you are partakers of the goodness of the Lord. So whenever you come to show appreciation, gratitude, give thanks for the good things that have been done for you or to you, all that you have received, that is called thanksgiving. Now, I like that definition for one of the reasons why I love it is that in commerce, there's a legal document called receipt. And receipt simply proves that something has exchanged hands. So it's a proof of purchase. It's a legal document that is given to show that yes, something has been fully paid for. Goods and services that have been paid for. Then you are issued the receipt in turn. Thanksgiving is like a receipt. It is the validation of what you have received from God. Yes, it belongs to God in the first place. But you have come to say, Father, I acknowledge that I have received this thing from you. Now, do you know that if you buy something legitimately and you don't have the receipt for it, after some time, that thing can be taken from you.
Yes.
If you cannot prove that it is your own.
Yes.
they are not arguing that it's not your own, but proving that it's your own. And they will ask you, where is your receipt? Where is your receipt? And if you cannot show the receipt, the evidence, the proof of purchase, that something exchanged and that this thing is legally and validly yours, that thing can be taken away from you forever. This then helps you to understand what Jesus said in Luke chapter 17. Let's go to Luke chapter 17, verse 17 to 19. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you own. In other words, you have taken your own proof of receipt, proof of purchase. 10 were healed, but they did not collect receipts. They did not get the receipt for their healing. Their receipt was their thanksgiving. So the one that returned, Jesus said, you know, no matter what the enemy does, he cannot steal this one from you. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. So thanksgiving is like an official receipt. It is what validates that thing, goods or services, is legally yours, and that no devil can take it away from you. So when you refuse to give thanks, you start to lose what you have gained. Whenever you don't appreciate or celebrate the good you have received from God, there is every tendency that you will lose it one day. 9, don't be surprised if the leprosy returns back to them. And they will be running with them. Why? Because if at the point where they received the thing, they did not deem it necessary to give thanks, which is like, what again? A receipt. Your thanksgiving is like a receipt. It validates that the thing is yours. It's your proof of purchase in the realm of the spirit. So whenever God does something for you and you begin to thank God for it, you begin to celebrate it, you are telling the devil that this one has come to stay. You can never take it away from me. I have my receipt for it. It's my own. That is what it means. Are you with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. That is what it means. You are telling the devil, I know this has come to say that with God, whatever God does is permanent. But when you take it for granted, oh, now I have received it already, I don't need to thank God already. Then the devil, Bible says that he is a thief. He has come to steal, to kill, and to what?
Destroy.
To destroy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number 2. Thanksgiving is the act of rendering thanks or expressing gratitude for favor or mercies. Thanksgiving is the act of rendering thanks or expressing gratitude for favor or mercies. This is now the intangible things. Rendering thanks, giving thanks for favor or mercies. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed? When it comes to thanking God for intangible things, most people take it for granted. So the absence of tangible things for some means the lack of things to be thankful for. So when, as we cross over to the month of June now, for instance, if somebody is asked to say thank God for something, or you want to give a praise report, and somebody, Mr. Akon, says, thank God because I bought a new car. Miraculously, I bought a new car. Everybody can stand and begin to celebrate that one. But if Mr. B called and said, thank God, throughout the month of May, I was sleeping like a baby. And I was snoring like no man's business. Now, naturally, between the two, which one do you think will receive more accolades, more acknowledgement, more shouts?
The new car. Yes, sir.
Dude, that is the nature of human being. Human being naturally attach more importance to material things, and forget the fact that the little things are actually the one that determines the big things.
Yes, sir.
When you see a big building standing, you can love the paint, easily. Some may even celebrate the roofing, the type of roof that is used. Some will love the gates. Some will love the type of fencing design. But hardly do people celebrate foundations. Because foundations are not as beautiful as the main building. When you see a big building, people forget about foundation. They talk about every other thing. They talk about the tiles, talk about the lighting, talk about every other thing, the interior designs and other things. But you see, most people forget the fact that everything about that building is standing on one thing, the invisible one, the foundation. It may not look as big as anything, but wait until storm comes. Wait until rain comes. Wait until there is a shaking. Then you realize that if the foundation is not strong, every other thing will not matter anymore. That is how paying attention to the invisible things, intangible things, and celebrating it is. So the one who has the car, if he has an health condition wherewith he cannot even sleep anymore, do you know that he may even end up selling that car to solve that problem?
Yes, sir.
He may end up selling the car just to solve a sleeping disorder or not being able to sleep. But yet, when he comes to say, I thank God that I can sleep for throughout the month of May, I slept like a baby. What is that? Because we don't see, we easily take intangible things of God for granted. These are the things that when we talk about loving kindness and tender mercies. Now let me tell you about loving kindness. Why you should always be grateful and cautiously use the word, Lord, thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy. See, those two words, favor, loving kindness, tender mercy, they are powerful words. Why? It has no regard for how much you can fast. It has no regard for how much you can pray. In fact, the loving kindness, tender mercy, favor of God has no regard for your works. It's just because He does it because He loves you. So even when you yourself don't even know that this thing is needed, or there is a potential danger in this thing you are about to do, or in this step, or something bad or major is going to go wrong right now, in His mercy, He comes to just put those things in place. And oftentimes you yourself don't even know the level of what He has just delivered you from. But yet, when it's time to thank God, you mention every other thing, and you don't thank Him for His loving kindness towards you. Because it doesn't matter to you. How many things can we pray for in life? In fact, the things that God has done for us, a lot of them, we did not even pray for it. And the ones we attach importance mostly to come and thank God for, maybe when we gather in church, are the ones we pray for and that He answered. Because as for that one, we can boast that it is our works. But the one that we cannot boast that is our works, is our fasting, is our prayer, is our all night that did it. But it's loving kindness. We do not pay attention to those words. And those words are actually the most important. They are foundations that determines a lot. Some days ago, something happened. My wife was going out. And she said she entered the car. She started the car that day. And the car was not working. She started and started and started. She wanted to go for shopping. And the car did not start. So she could not go. So when I asked her, so why did you go out? She told me, the car was not working. That is why I could not go out. Now, the next day, the same car that she could not use, I felt it was something small. So we just eat something, and the car started working. and I and another person went out with the car. Whilst we are going, just as we were going to link the highway from our streets, we were just going to, we are the junction where the end of the street where we will link to the highway. Guess what happened? The car went off. The car went off totally, and but we're two men in the car, and we did everything, and later on we had to get a technician to come and look at it. Then it dawned on me that this is loving kindness. You see, she wanted to use the car. Maybe she could have even had the baby with her in the car, or she would have been alone. And the same thing was going to happen if she had gone out. But God, in His loving kindness, say with me, loving kindness.
Loving kindness.
You see, this one, she did not pray about it. She did not even have an idea of the pending danger or whatever was going to happen. Hey, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
She did not even know of anything. But the Lord said His angel, this is better for a man to go through this problem than for this lady, this my daughter, to go through this problem. So don't let this car start at all.
At all.
At all. Hmm. So she started, boom. But meanwhile, the next day we enter, Papa, but we have muscle. We can push. So muscle men can push. Can you imagine if she was not there alone, maybe in the dark, only her and nobody, the kind of stress and everything? This is what loving kindness is all about. Things you cannot even imagine. As a father, he sees ahead, he knows them. But unfortunately, we take it for granted. Oh, we thank God for the things we have prayed for. Thank God for the money. Thank God, but we don't celebrate His loving kindness. Oh, Lord, be merciful to us. Forgive us, Lord, for taking Your loving kindness for granted. Lift your hands, everybody, and say, thank You, Lord, for Your loving kindness. Thank You, Lord, for Your loving kindness, for Your tender mercies. Oh, thank You for Your loving kindness, Lord. Thank You for Your loving kindness. Thank You for Your loving kindness. Thank You for Your loving kindness. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me give you an example of some of the loving kindness of God. Some of us, even the house we are living in, God chooses for us. Maybe if you are somewhere, living somewhere now, you will have not met the kind of people you have met. I remember that I grew up in Ilaje Bariga. If not for God who intervened and made my parents to, at a tender age, relocate from Ilaje Bariga, I could not imagine what I would have turned out to be in that environment. Some of us, even the church we attend, church is a spiritual place. When was the last time you thanked God for the church you have? Or even the pastors He has given to you? Oh, you should have seen some with bad ones. Oh, when was the last time you even thanked God for the job you have? Loving kindness. There are so many things God in His mercy has reorchestrated in our lives that we ourselves do not know about. But in His loving kindness, even the school you are attending, or you are attending, or the associations of the people around your life, lift your hands again and say, Lord, I thank You for Your loving kindness.
Lord, I thank You for Your loving kindness.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, one of the hindrances to Thanksgiving, I've not talked about the recipe now, is over familiarity. Over familiarity. What is over familiarity? Over familiarity is when you get used to something or someone so much so that you now lose your admiration for that thing. you lose your adoration and admiration for the thing. You lose your awe for the thing. That is over familiarity. So, when you become too familiar with some things in your life, you lose this, the admiration, the awe, that this thing I have is a blessing. Some of us today have never thanked God for the kind of friends God has given to us. Because actually, you are so used to having good friends in your life that you don't know that some people have gone to their grave today just because of their friends. Some are in prison just because, not because they wanted to be bad, but because of their friends. You see, in Luke chapter 17, verse 14, and when the story of those lepers that Jesus healed, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. They were cleansed. But right now, they got used to being cleansed that they forgot that there was a period in their life that they were called lepers. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
They just got used to being cleansed that now they've forgotten that, oh boy, Charlie, we used to be lepers. Who? They used to refer to us as lepers. Come here. Lepers, stay there. Now. So they easily, they have moved on. Do you know that people move on too soon and too fast, and they forget the goodness of God? They forget that where they are today used to be their prayer point. Some of us need to look back to where we are today and remember that where you are today, some years ago, was your prayer point. You never thought you would be there. You were worried about where you are now. And very soon we forget. And this is why sometimes people don't even thank God anymore. So sometimes somebody is believing God for something now. He gets the job. He only has one Sunday to do Thanksgiving. And the rest of the time he has moved on with the job. Well, but you have been jobless for 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year. Now God has given you a job. You cannot even thank God consistently every day for 3 months for giving you a job. Because to you that is too much. You got in the job and it's like you are good to go. You are okay. And this is where some people misses and loses the good things of life. You know, when you see a woman who has forgotten where she was coming from, you easily know, even by the way she dresses at home. You know, there are two types of there are different types of pollination, but there is insect pollinated flower, like I used to say, which is scientifically based, and wind pollinated flower. As for the wind pollinated flower, is every wind, you just need wind to survive. But insect pollinated flower needs the insect. When a woman is believing God to get married, she's an insect pollinated flower. Oh, you see the man, she dresses nice, she kneels down on the babe, this dresses well. But after some years in marriage, over familiarity with getting married, you have children now, you have settled down. At home, you look like a witch. Your hair is scattered. You only tie wrapper all around the house. You wake up, you put your hair, your husband only sees it inside shower cap. All the hair is always inside shower cap. Because you see, it's not important to you anymore. But the one that is important now is the wind pollinated flower. You are not a wind pollinated woman. So when you are going out in the morning and you put on the pancake, You put on the mascara. You put on the wig. You dress well. You wear the earring. Because there are wind that needs to comment on you. So you go out, you dress well when you are going out, but when you are back at home, you look so, in fact, when we look at you, people who know you outside cannot know that you are the same woman inside. Eish! Wind pollination. Always concerned about the opinions of the general public. Oh, not even about the one who have married you. So if the one who have married you say, I like this, say no, I don't like it. People say that this one is not nice of me. Because see, now you are now wind pollinated, you are driven by the opinion of the majority, not about the one who have married you. And when you see a husband also who is no longer grateful over familiarity, we never thank the wife for the good food. We'll be eating the meal as it is normal. If you are dirty, it's normal now to eat good food until the day the woman now presses in the same by deliberately pouring too much salt. And you carry one thing and you go, wah! The salt is too much. Then it will now remind you that it is a blessing to be eating good food all the time. And you are no longer grateful. So you will never say, ah, only thank you for this good food. Thank you for this good food. Us as a woman to thank your other, thank you for marrying me. I don't know where I would have been if you have not married me. I would have still been single if I have not married you. You are the love of my life. Hey, you may not be the best man, I thank you for marrying me. But when you are too familiar, you take these good things of life for granted. You take these good things of life for granted. That's how come you never thank God for the air you breathe anymore. Because you are used to breathing in air. You have become too familiar with breathing air. Until the day God sometimes, or the devil then steps in and you now have to buy oxygen, then you know that this air is a precious commodity. May we not lose the blessings of God before we become grateful for them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, list of Thanksgiving recipe. I'm rounding up now. Psalm 100. Some ingredients for effective thanksgiving. Psalm 100. From verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Let's start with verse 1 again. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's the ingredient number 1. Make a joyful noise. If you want to offer effective thanksgiving, one of the ingredients that people take for granted in thanksgiving is the ingredient of noise. Hey!
Hey.
There is something called joyful noise. But ironically, it is the mournful, sorrowful noise that actually people learn to shout mostly. So you see that the only time most people shout is when bad things happen to them.
Yes, sir.
Hey, he don't die, yo! Hey, he don't die, yo! Oh, chief! Ole! But you see, when there is no ole in your house, when there is no death, you will not lift up your voice in the middle of the night and still shout, thank you, Jesus, for your protection. Hallelujah!
Amen!
Hey!
Hey.
You are too diplomatic to shout. So you see, people shout more because of bad things. And the only time you hear people shouting to God often times is when they need his help, not when they want to thank him. Say, God knows my heart. God knows my heart. Me, I'm thanking God. Are you inside me? I'm thanking God for my heart. Yeah, but the Bible says, make a joyful noise. It even says sing. Noise. There is something called a noise of thanksgiving. Ha, oh Lord, thank you. You know, when something is good, you cannot, you should not only express it in words. There are some inaudible way of thanking.
Oh, hey, ah, hey, ah, ha, ha, oh,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, ha, hey, ha. I look crazy when I begin to do that. But people don't look crazy if something bad happens and they say, yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, that one, people can understand it. But do you realize that now the joyful noise is becoming very scarce amongst us as people?
Yes, sir.
The culture of making joyful noise. Hey, Chineke, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says God loves joyful noise. It is time to make joyful noise this morning. It is time to make joyful noise in this month of June.
Yes,
you tell the devil, I am going to make joyful noise. You enter your house and say, ah, thank you, Lord, because throughout this year, I've not even chat. Ah, oh, I'm not bad. I'm not chat, tip. I'm not chat, ah, killer. So in your house, you just begin to say, glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, ha, glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory! And people say, oh, but what happened? Say, no, nothing. What is happening is more than waiting happened. It's not about waiting happened. It is what is happening, because the goodness of God is continual in my life. Mm. Just like the people say, I look at continual. This is goodness continual. Say with me, goodness continua. Everywhere you are this morning, just make a joyful noise. Let this stop everybody around you. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. This is your month of joyful noise. This is your month of joyful noise. Month of joyful noise. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know when we keep making joyful noise, sorrowful noise has disappeared.
Yeah.
I've taken away. Yes. I uprooted. Yes. I cannot keep making joyful noise and I will make mournful noise.
Yes.
I cannot keep making joyful noise and I will keep making sorrowful noise. Make a joyful noise. It's part of the ingredient. Glory be to God.
Alleluia.
And the last ingredient today, it says, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Singing is an ingredient of thanksgiving. And you see somebody say, I want to thank God for giving me. And even when the person is taking it, their eyes is like bitter leaf. No smile. Somebody say, come with gladness. Your smile is a form of thanksgiving. You cannot be a Christian and your face is like bitter leaf. You people cannot see your teeth. Do you know why people are easily attracted to dogs and not goats? Because goats don't smile. Goats don't smile. Have you seen a smiling goat before? That is why it's easy to kill a goat and to kill a dog. Because goats don't smile. Are you a goat that you don't smile? You are even coming before the Lord, you don't smile. Why is it that dogs have lived with human beings? Because dogs, when a dog comes into your presence, dogs is one of the animals that have expression of joy and gladness. It wags the tail, wags the tongue. You see the dog running, lifting up the land, celebrating the owner. Even no matter who you are, it's very hard for a goat to celebrate you. Goats don't celebrate the owner. When you are a goatee believer, a goatee Christian, you don't celebrate God. God, we don't know when you are happy, when you are sad. We don't know when God has done. So your face is, this is how my face is. No, that is not how your face. You have decided to live an ungrateful life because there is no gladness and singing. And that is why no human being invests in goats, but they invest heavily in dogs. Dogs are one of the most trained animals. Because of the lack of, because of the presence of excitement, joy, cheerfulness. They are always happy. Beloved, if you have been a goat Christian, change now. I'm speaking to you, time to change. People eat goats. You know, I think we used to see people eat dog, the way they eat goat. I know some do eat dog, but you cannot compare it to the way at which they eat goat. When you don't live a life of gladness and singing, you become a suya to the devil easily. Begin to learn to sing to God. You don't have to wait until your pot of soup is full before you sing. Make it the part and parcel of your life. When you see the dog sees you, whether you have given the dog anything or not, the dog will begin to thank him. Mm-hmm. Beloved, in this month of June, gladness is your portion.
Amen.
That new song, and begin to sing it to the Lord. Lift your hands and just begin to wave it and thank him. This is our first lesson, and begin to sing to him. You must have your lift everywhere you are today. Lift up your own thanksgiving song and begin to just bless the Lord with it. When you wake up in the morning, bless the Lord with a new song. Come on, somebody. Lift your voice and just bless him with a new song. Bless him with a new song. Oh, Kaka. Oh, Yekeruwa. Oh, Baba. God be seen. Only you can do this thing. There is no one else like you. Awesome God, Abedawa, you are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Lift your voice, everybody, and just bless him. Oh, the second recipe is the gladness and thanksgiving. Always thank him. Always have a new song. Every day, every hour, every opportunity. Let your heart always be glad. Be glad and celebrate his faithfulness. Be glad and celebrate his love and kindness. He is our God and we are the sheep of his pasture. Oh, lift your voice and just celebrate him. Celebrate him, somebody. Thank him. Thank him. Celebrate him, somebody. He is our God. We worship you. We worship you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We say, all glory be unto your name. All glory be to your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, as we begin to put these ingredients into our thanksgiving, we thank you because even this month of June, our thanksgiving will greatly increase.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, before we close, I will want to tell you that this month of June is also our month, our emphasis on spiritual warfare. And I would like to take some of the prayer points that I will be leading. So we are going to be embarking on prayer, fasting in this month of June. And I want you to know that everywhere we are, starting from Monday, we are going to be waiting upon the Lord, because this is our month of spiritual warfare. 2020 is our year of divine laughter, and the Lord is still making us laugh.
Amen.
And he will make you laugh.
Amen.
Now I want to just lift up your voice one more time as we thank him for everything.